Oh, Mom, you rolled Van Socks into balls.
What am I supposed to do with them, make puppets?
No, he likes them folded. Otherwise, they droop.
Things droop, Cheyenne. You'll learn that in life.
Oh, you know what, Mom? That's another thing. Van likes whole milk.
I like 1%.
Well, it's not all about you. I have a husband to take care of now. I'm gonna put it on the list. Again.
Here's an idea. How about you take the list and go get your husband his fancy milk?
Mom, I'm a married woman. I don't have time to go to the grocery store.
You think you're busy now? Wait until you change a poopy diaper in aisle 3.
Fine.
Who thought these were mine?
Oh, no. I hope Van's not wearing your training bra.
Hello? Oh, hi, Dad. Oh, no. I forgot. I have band practice this afternoon. Yeah. We can reschedule, okay? Yeah, it sucks. Bye.
Kara, you don't have band practice today.
I know that, but he doesn't.
Look, I know it's been a little strange between you and your dad since he moved out.
Don't you mean shacked up with his hygienist?
Hey, look, just because he's with Barbara Jean doesn't mean he stopped loving you. And I know you still love him.
Mom, why are you forcing us together now? We didn't hang out back when you liked him.
I still like your father, just not as a husband. So how about I call him back and you two go out later?
Fine. I'll spend the day with him, but that's it until I'm 25.
I'm going to the store now.
Oh, good. What are you doing?
Oh, I just need the milk part.
Oh, no. I could use some help around here. I'd like for you to get everything on that list.
Mom, I really don't like your tone.
Excuse me?
I'm an adult now, and I would like to be treated like one.
You're right. You're a married woman now, soon to become a mother.
Exactly.
So from now on, you can be responsible for doing little things like grocery shopping and doing your own laundry.
All right, that's just mean.
See why you like it so much. Where's the groceries?
We decided to get an apartment instead.
Oh, I guess I'm not gonna get any change back?
No, Mom, I'm serious. It's the adult thing to do.
You're gonna move out because I won't do your laundry?
Well, we're married now. You know, we have a baby on the way. We need our space.
We found an awesome apartment. It's got a pool, a gym, and amenities. I'm not sure what that is, but they wouldn't brag about it if it wasn't good.
You know, it's been a while since I got an apartment, but don't you have to have a little thing called money?
Oh, we know. Come on, Ben. Let's fill out our application. It's our first step to independence. Mom, do you have a pen? Thanks.
Okay. Name.
Mr. and Mrs. Van Montgomery.
Marital status.
Married.
Oh, there's a cute one. Employment history.
Van, what should I put as your current position?
Cornerback.
No, I think they mean a real job. You know what? I'll just put manager. That can mean anything. monthly income. Okay, well, with my allowance and your...
Excuse me. Do you really think your allowance continues once you move out?
Okay, fine. We have savings, and all we need is a small little loan to help us get going until our job's kicking.
I'm gonna learn to mow.
Learn?
Hey.
Hey, Brock.
Hi, Daddy.
Well, hi, honey.
Hi.
How's my favorite little girl? How's my favorite quarterback?
Hey,
Kira.
She went to Wendy's house.
What?
Oh, well, maybe next week.
Wait a minute. You can't let Kira get away with this. What's going on between you two?
Oh, I don't know, Reba. Look, I never know what to say to Kira. If you want to know the truth, she kind of scares me.
She's a 12-year-old girl.
With a 35-year-old mouth. She's always making fun of me. I will never wear Bermuda shorts around her again, that's for sure.
Come back tomorrow at 11.
Okay, I guess I could take her to a movie.
No, not a movie. I want you two face to face. Plan something special. You have a date with your daughter.
All right.
Daddy! Don't leave without saying bye to me. Daddy, we need your advice.
Well, sure, sweetheart. What is it?
Well, we need some money.
Yeah, all right. Here you go.
Thanks, but that's not what I meant.
You see, Van and I found this incredibly adorable apartment.
An apartment? You kids don't have that kind of money.
Oh, Van's gonna learn how to mow.
Now, why do you kids want to move into an apartment? Come on, you got it pretty good around here. Your mom's a great cook. You can come and go as you please. I loved living here.
You had a strange way of showing it.
Trying to be adults. Please, Daddy.
Please, Coach.
Sorry, you guys. All I can go is another 20.
That's not gonna help. Come on, Van.
What? I put my foot down.
Yeah, and it only cost you 60 bucks.
Okay, it's a start. What about your parents?
I don't think so.
Van, I just asked my parents.
Yeah, but your parents didn't chuck your stuff out on the lawn and tell you you were throwing your life away for a sleazy cheerleader.
I'm not a cheerleader. I'm on drill team. Okay, look, Van, time has passed. I'm sure they feel guilty by now, and you know what guilt means.
No.
Cash.
Oh. Then we're gonna be rich. My parents are monsters.
Cheyenne! Check out our new truck.
Oh my God! Honey, it's the best thing I've ever seen!
Just what they need. Another thing with a bed.
Now I have a truck and a van.
Where'd it come from?
My parents got it for me. You were right. Guilt works every time.
Oh my God, there's leather seats. Oh, they smell incredible, Mom. You have to come smell these seats.
Wait a minute. Are these the same parents who boycotted your wedding and disowned you?
Yeah. I even got a bigger surprise. They invited us to move in.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, your house is huge. And they have a maid who folds socks.
Whoa. What are you talking about? Now you're moving? This is a big decision. You two need to do some serious soul searching and ask yourself if one extravagant gift erases all the hurtful things they did to you.
Is that orange suitcase still in the hall closet?
I have a trunk!
Man, that is one great truck.
Is that all anybody cares about, is that stupid truck?
Now, Reva, I know this is hard, but they're only going to be a couple of blocks away. And at least they won't be struggling to pay the rent on some dumpy apartment.
Why isn't this bothering you as much as it's bothering me?
Because nothing bothers me as much as it bothers you. Look, the way those kids love each other, they'll be fine.
Okay, we're gonna take our first load over. Aw, Mom, don't look so sad. We're not moving out of your life. You know, we're just gonna be...
I know, it's just a couple of blocks away.
Yeah. Okay, Mom. Mom, I'm running out of air. Bye, Daddy.
Bye, honey. Well, we knew this day would come. Our little girl is leaving the nest. Before you know it, it'll be Kira, then little Jake. Soon it'll just be you and me, all alone in this big...
Brock. You don't live here anymore.
You really know how to kill a moment, don't you?
Hi, Dad.
Hello, son.
Cheyenne.
Oh, it's nice to see you, sir.
Hi. Sue, honey, you want to get off that thing?
Just 5 more minutes. I had a huge dinner last night.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you worked off all that celery by now.
Oh, you know, I've always loved this house, Mr. and Mrs. Montgomery. Or should I call you Mom and Dad?
And thanks for letting us live here, sir.
Yeah, you know, I need a moment here with my boy, Cheyenne. Why don't you go on in the kitchen and fix yourself a snack?
Oh, great. Okay, I'm starving. Eating for two now. Mm-hmm. There's rice cakes on the counter. Okay.
Son, I'm a little confused here. I thought we had an understanding.
Dad, I don't understand. I'm a little confused.
But we're trying to help you here. You're 17 years old, you got a bright future, but... you gotta leave your problems behind you.
What?
We asked you to move back in, Van, not her.
Yes, you did. When you handed me the keys to the truck, you said we'd like for you to move back in with us. I'm married now, so you means us.
Oh, Van, you're English. You does not mean both of you. If we meant that, we'd have said y'all.
Stupid, right?
No, honey, you look adorable.
That does it. I'm changing.
Too late. Your date's here.
Is Kira here?
Come in, come in.
Hi.
Hi.
You both look so nice. And is that a rose?
Oh, it's for you.
Well, you both have a wonderful time, and don't bring her home too early.
This is so disturbing.
And there's so much closet space. Oh, Mom, the Montgomery's house is so great. You're gonna have to come visit us.
I'll be up in a second.
Okay.
Hey, Mrs. H. You know that thing that you and Cheyenne do where you, like, tell each other stuff and stuff like that?
You mean talking?
Yeah, that. Can we talk?
Sure, what's going on?
Well, my parents. They don't want Cheyenne to move in. Only me. I misunderstood them. Plus, I think they kind of tricked me.
I knew it. I knew they were up to something. Wait a minute. Why is Cheyenne upstairs packing?
I haven't told her yet.
Van.
Well, it's gonna be hard. She's gonna be sad.
She's gonna be even sadder when they arrest her for trespassing.
I can't believe my parents think I'm such a loser that a truck is gonna make me forget Cheyenne. God, they make me so mad. I could just...
Let it go, Van.
I could just...
This is great. You could just what?
I don't know. That's as far as I've ever gotten.
Well, what do you usually do when you get mad at your parents?
Go to my room without supper.
That'll teach them.
You know what really gets me?
What?
Is that they're gonna miss out on getting to know their grandkid. And they don't even care.
Sounds to me like that's something you need to say to your parents.
No. My father isn't much of a listener. He's more of a teller.
Well, maybe it's time for you to do the telling. Get it off your chest.
You're right. Cheyenne's my wife, and they have no right to treat her this way. She's got her heart sitting on moving in, and that's what we're gonna do.
That takes guts, Van. I'm proud of you. You really are becoming an adult.
Thanks, Mrs. H. Will you come with me? My dad scares me.
Beyond lame.
What? We're having fun.
This is a tea house for 6-year-old girls.
Well, come on, I'm trying. You kids outgrow stuff so fast.
Dad, have you ever met me? Do I look like someone who sips tea?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. BJ said this place would be lots of fun.
BJ collects Beanie Babies.
I brought you some of our scrumptious orange marmalade. It's from London, England.
Get over yourself. It's from Safeway. Put it down.
All right. I know this is lame, but I was just trying to find something we could enjoy together.
Yeah. We could go to a movie.
No, Kira, we can't do that. Then we wouldn't be able to talk. We'd just be sitting in a dark theater, staring at a screen.
Yeah, that would bite.
You want to go?
I'd sell my hair.
Let's do it.
Do we have to sit next to each other?
Heck, we don't even have to see the same movie.
You're awesome.
Mrs. Hart, what a surprise.
Mr. Montgomery, good to see you. Mrs. Montgomery, nice spandex.
Sue, want to get off that thing? You look like a gerbil.
Dad, I have something important to say to you. And it's real important.
I'm listening.
Thanks for the truck, sir.
Van?
Something you wanted to add?
No. This is between you and Van.
Van?
Even though I think you should be ashamed of how you've treated your son.
Excuse me?
This is between you and Van. I'm not even here. But if I were here, I'd tell you how wrong you are for making your son choose between his parents and his wife.
Is that what you came here to tell me, son?
Well,
see? You've got him so scared he's afraid to be honest with you.
Van is not afraid of us.
Well, of course he's not afraid of you. He could snap you like a twig.
A twig?
Look, I don't need somebody like you coming over here telling me how to raise my son.
What exactly do you mean, like me?
Someone who sits back and lets her daughter get pregnant.
Well, it's not like I was there cheering them on. But you know what? It happened. You should be proud to have a son with the guts to stick around. I'm proud of him. That's why I'm here, to give him moral support.
That would imply that you know something about morals.
Hey, you can't talk that way to her. Sir, Mrs. H is stuck by something you wouldn't know about.
You watch yourself. I've fed and clothed you for 17 years.
Oh, so that makes you a good father?
My whole life, all you've done is bully me. But with Mrs. H, sometimes I say things to her, and she says things back to me. It's called talking. And you know what? We do it. So the way I see it, Mrs. H is a way better dad than you. That's right, way better. And you know what else? You can keep your really stupid cool truck. I'd rather walk. Come on, Dad.
Right behind you, son.
So they never wanted me to move in?
I'm so sorry.
But we were gonna be mansion people.
Oh, come on, we've got indoor plumbing.
Shine, we don't want to live there. And who would you rather see across the breakfast table, my mom or your mom?
My mom.
Of course. Van's mom never sits at the breakfast table. She might accidentally eat something.
I love my mom.
I love my dad.